This is an audio podcast to a writing called Knowledge to Heaven. Inside, there are three important teachings to help you to live in greater joy, love, and peace. They are the first knowledge of energy, the second knowledge of consciousness, and the third knowledge of photosynthesis. By learning what you are and how the world is existing, you empower yourself to live in the light of heaven, which will give you the keys to living heaven while here on earth. Everyone has been on a journey trying to live in happiness, peace, and infinite love. The secrets of our world have been a mystery every individual has been seeking since the beginning of life. We wanted to know the power of all things created and the purpose of our existence so we could harness the power that gives us happy living. Humanity has been living from knowledge from past generations, never questioning everything at the level to go beyond it. Everyone comes into the world already existing, and we're taught society's level. We exist out of that level without questioning any part of life beyond it. We make it reality, not knowing life is existing far beyond what is being conceived. When we made God about religion, it ended our ability to understand the oracle being given to us to understand life. God has nothing to do with religion, but has everything to do with our anatomy of living. Religion was created out of human consciousness, and our interpretation of God, which has continued from generation to generation, and a perspective that never even understood what we were doing on this planet floating in space. We never understood energy, matter, the human body, consciousness, photosynthesis, or how breath comes into a baby in a mother's womb. There was no capacity to conceive our existence beyond what we had been taught from others. Everyone can only live from their level of consciousness. And what we can conceive is all we can live through. Our level of life has been shaped by living out of consciousness thousands and thousands of years ago. Even our life paradigm and livingness have come out of past generations. Since Rome, God has been created to live in religion instead of humanity understanding a deeper level in our existence. We want to understand God is only living as life, rather than any spiritual idea we have. God is hundreds of billions of years alive and a level of consciousness that created us out of His energy to have the ability to experience matter in consciousness. God is dynamic energy and humanity is conscious energy. First knowledge. We want to understand what being alive is and the level of our world, so we can understand how to live in peace, joy, and love. The first level of knowledge is energy. Everything we see is energy. We were born with matter all around us and therefore take it for granted, never questioning its livingness. Science has been learning every particle is a wave because every building, person, furniture, and car is energy and vibrations, frequencies, and resonance. The human eye sees matter at our level of consciousness. So we think everything is existing outside of us, separate from us, when everything is waves of energy, only living through us. There is no place where one person begins or ends because we are living in consciousness. The light we see the world in is through photosynthesis and is only energy, having density in greater levels for us to see matter. Everything we see is energy in the light of our soul. Everything we see, including our bodies and people, are only energy. Consciousness is all that is alive. Second knowledge. The second level of knowledge is consciousness. Consciousness is the love in the soul and is giving us the way to live in matter. We are not the body. We are the conscious energy inside of the body. The body is temporary and only living for this one experience in matter. It is just a level of photosynthesis, creating the image as our body for us to live through. What is alive and continuous is consciousness. We want to focus on understanding consciousness because it is the only level giving us the experience of life. The key in consciousness is understanding consciousness is the energy love. Love is a word we all know at the level of society. We want to realize love is the energy of God and is giving us the light in consciousness. Love is the light in consciousness. Knowing this gives us the way to open heaven in our world. Everyone is born with love, We all come into the world having love as part of who we are. It is living in us from a level beyond what we can understand because it isn't tangible. It is living spirit. It is a light we are born with and carry throughout our life continuum. No one has put their finger on love or understood its existence because it is the energy of God. And we have never thought about our existence in energy. God has always been associated as love, and that is a good way of understanding him. The world is energy, and God is the level of energy giving us the way to live in matter and have greater light and consciousness. Understanding love as an energy helps us to live creating love as the way of life instead of living it sometimes. Love has infinite power because it is literally the light giving us the way to exist. Without the light of God, we would have no way to see our fingers and touch our faces and experience the earth. The love in us is His love. His energy is what changes the light and consciousness. The more love we live, the more light and consciousness we have, keeping us on the path for illumination. Every day we draw on love. Sometimes we live it more than others, but every moment that has any level of peace, harmony, happiness, or what is heavenly to us, we are drawing on love. Without love, humanity would have no way to exist in a civil society. Love is giving us tolerance,